This is CliffCentral.com.
First song.
You asked for it.
Yeah.
Distinct improvement for that first song.
Such so great Ben, instrumentals.
Ben says to me, what was that piece of shit four-ways song that you played just now? Was it that bad? I thought it was quite cute. It's called Only You by...
Gareth, I get that. But that's the thing. You like cute music.
Cheat codes and...
Yeah, you like that cute music crap.
It's nice. But you preferred the second song, which
Much
goes
better.
Like this.
Ooh. See, iconic instrumentals. That's what music's about.
Oh, this is like the introduction music for 20% of all pornos.
Like those heavy text graphics in yellow. Take up way too much of the screen.
Right, exactly.
This could only have been from something on a VHS.
Yeah, for
so
sure.
There's like
grainy quality, yeah, for sure.
Tracking.
Yeah, big afros and huge amounts of pubic hair.
There was a thing once called tracking. If this, you'd have to actually improve the picture with tracking.
What's tracking?
Exactly. No, there was an actual feature.
There was tracking, so you'd have to tune your VHS and your TV together.
So then, like, these lines would then disappear, and if you got it just right, then you'd have a decent picture.
Before my time.
Yeah. It was in the days of analog, Sia. There was no digital.
SABC are still tracking things.
Yeah, the SABC still use that technology. Oh, man. You know what little things that make your life better?
Like not having to track in 2018.
Obviously. That's a big one. I'm glad Ben brought it up. He's the only person to have spoken about tracking in the last 10 years. But I have these two apps on my phone that pay for parking for you.
Those are good.
Oh, those are good. The one is called Ka-Ching and the other one is called Admit. And between them, they've got most of the shopping malls. Because one of my worst things, I always consider it a complete waste of time. It's always inconvenient. Sometimes the machines don't work. Sometimes you don't have coins on you.
Yeah,
you know,
exactly. It's the having the coins.
It's so backward. And these shopping malls are shit. They really are. They charge you a fortune. It's an imposition. The fact that you're going there to support the stores that are paying them rent should be enough reason for them to give you free parking. But they're all such bloody vultures. It's not like you get anything except a place to put your car. They're not, you know, they're not offering to valet it for you or to shine your tires or
some of them
even
still
to
have
keep
car
it
guards.
Safe. Yeah, I know. Even to keep it safe, you know, you can't even guarantee that. They say on the terms and conditions, whatever happens here, motherfucker, it's your problem.
Your problem. But they also then have car guards sometimes that then want money as well. And you look at it and you go, are you joking?
Yeah. But these apps are, they're great. I don't think about it. They link to my credit card, so.
Do you have to get a ticket?
No, because
when you drive in.
You drive up to the boom, mm-hmm. and it opens for you like you're Queen Elizabeth II.
Oh.
Your Majesty. It welcomes you in, and you go in, and you park, and you have your lunch or your meeting, or you go and shop for whatever you need, and then you just drive straight out, and the boom opens again. Your Majesty. Oh,
that's
drive out into the road, and everybody else looks at you like, what did he have? Who did he bribe?
Actually, it does simplify things, doesn't it?
Yeah. It's great.
A
little things like that make me so happy.
A tiny little thing that has changed my life for the better over the past few weeks is the setting of sending your live location on WhatsApp.
Yes.
Oh,
yeah, that's good.
So that if you are running late for a meeting or even if you're on time, you can let people know, where are you now?
Mm-hmm.
If you need directions, are you lost? Can I help? Oh, okay, see where you are. Let me give you this. Turn left now.
And look, I have a lot of those dodgy friends who lie about where they are.
No.
I'm 5 minutes away. Meanwhile, they're at least 20 minutes away. So you can now balance it out. Like, okay, I'm not going to leave the house just yet. It's the weirdest, tiniest thing, but it really has made a good impact for me.
Do you ask them to send you their live location?
That's it. That's
really?
It. We're meeting up for lunch at 12. Send me your live location. Let me see where you are.
I went to this very cute place for a meeting yesterday, inside of the exclusive books in Hyde Park. At the back there, there's this, it's like a coffee shop, but it's huge.
Oh,
it's
yes.
It's called, have to check in my calendar. I think it's called Social Kitchen or something.
Yes,
it's really
sounds
cute.
About right.
Like just people sitting there reading books and, you know, it's all very sedate and serene and just a calm place. It's nice to have those. You know, you discover something new like that and you think you've found the Holy Grail.
And they're very particular there, which I love, though.
Yeah.
They don't like a lot of people using their laptops or working. Mm. They want to keep it as a nice,
quiet.
Chilled,
yeah,
quiet
it's
environment.
Nice. It's really got a nice feel. Anyway, but I digress. What little things have you discovered recently? And it could be technological. It could just be people. The other day, I had to stop at the shopping mall that I didn't know very well and find a particular shop to get my SIM replaced for the phone that was stolen, right?
Of course, yes.
So I said to the guy, he was one of those dudes who pushes those long lines of trolleys. He gathers all the trolleys up from the parking lot and puts them together so that the next people can use the trolleys. And I always wonder, I can't imagine those guys get paid a lot of money. It must be pretty uninspiring, uninteresting work. You know, most people just walk past them and ignore them. But those guys know where everything is in the shopping mall. So if you go up, he's an older gentleman. I asked him, "Hi, Buti, can you tell me where this shop is?" He's like, "Yeah, sure." And he pointed there. He said, "You walk down this way, you go left. It's about 50 meters on your left-hand side." I was like, what a nice man. What a great guy. If I were doing that job, I'd probably be bitter and twisted. I wouldn't help people. I'd be selfish about the little bit of knowledge I had over that shopping mall. And here's this dude. He's got a very uninteresting job, and he's prepared to smile and help some guy who needs directions around this mall that he doesn't know. Oh, what a nice guy. Again, someone who's just made my life better.
Mm.
I'm grateful for that kind of thing, you know? So it's the parking. It's that dude. There's so many other things. What are your little improvements to life in the last, let's say the last couple of months, because we don't want to go back, you know, to when they invented the washing machine and the bread slicer. But you know what kind of stuff I'm talking about, right? There's little things that improve your life. If you're wondering where the burning platform is this morning, we've had one or two cancellations, so we decided rather than put a half-assed burning platform together for you, we will do it properly. We'll try to get it together for you ASAP. So there's not going to be a burning platform. If that's what you've popped in for this morning, I'm sorry. We will try to rectify the problem.
Testing. We are rectifying the problem. Currently, we are experiencing some technical difficulties, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you very much for your patience. Ding.
Oh, okay.
You can never hear what those guys who apologize for those things ever say.
Just exactly what you hear.
Gentlemen, hello, ladies and gentlemen. This is management. We've got a couple of problems here in the technical department. But we're going to try and sort them out very, very soon when I'm in a blowjob underneath.
Oh, oh. Wow.
Thank you. Bing.
That I heard.
What did he say?
Apologizes and a blowjob under the desk.
What?
Wow. That
never.
That escalated very quickly, Sia, might I say.
Sia, you were hearing
it. Oh, I misheard.
You
okay,
heard it.
That's it.
You've got a filthy mind. So anyway, there's no burning platform, but I'm curious because I suddenly realized yesterday, like, it is the best time to be alive. And you know, we talk about the big things, we talk about the fact that there's so much information on the internet. I'm not talking about that. I'm saying the little things make life fantastic in 2018 as opposed to 1752, where you were basically wiping your bottom with a leaf even if you were rich.
Yeah.
Yes. And where a bit of gruel from last Saturday that hadn't gone off was the best meal you'd had that month.
Oh, the good old days, right?
Yeah, I'm talking about little things. You know, you can go to the shop now and you can buy peeled, cut oranges.
Really?
That you can just eat straight out of it like a civilized person.
Yes.
Stand there like peeling and getting the orange juice all over your hands and you can just buy it and it's already been sliced by some considerate person in a retail store.
You can buy candy floss grapes.
Yes, you can. Yes, we can.
This is what we fought for.
If you're looking for a speech by a politician in 1963, you can go on the internet and you will find it.
Yeah.
I remember when I was looking for a speech, I was doing it for a school project or something. I had to go and buy a book and get the transcript. Libraries.
You had to go to libraries, yeah.
Do you remember
the
libraries?
Dewey Decimal System.
And you had to speak to some old woman who hated you. That was like...
They always hated
all
you.
All librarians. They
because
were
they've
old
had,
and they
you
hated
know why?
You.
Because they had so many books stolen by so many people over so many years that were never returned. And some of those women started off happy, wanting to help. But after stealing and stealing and stealing of all of their prized books...
It's also like fighting off teenage boys looking for boobs in National Geographic.
Yeah.
Tough upbringing for a lot of those libraries.
But libraries are gone. Well, they might still be around. Nobody goes to them.
Mm. We have one like a few streets away.
Yeah. I've seen it. I've heard rumor of this library. But
it looks like
there.
They have gold in there. There are burglar bars and fences and it looks like Fort Knox.
They do. They have gold in the form of books. But really, like who needs to go to a library anymore? You just hop on the internet. You can find any book you want. Get the audiobook. Think about that stuff. We used to have three channels, I think. Maybe four if you include E. At one point, we only had four TV channels you could choose from. And they told you what shows they thought you would be interested in. And you watched them because you didn't know better.
Because what else did you have except Friday Action Night on E?
Huh? People used to watch the Felicia Mabuza Sattel show. Because they had nothing else. They'd watch the news on SABC3. Because there was nothing else. Life is so good, we don't even realize it. Things have got better so fast.
But it's a good point. I think out of all the things that you think about, the fact that you can have anything in a moment now.
Yes.
I know we live in the whole instant gratification and we are like becoming social retards as a response to this.
Yeah.
But everything, like, I'm just... hypothetically thinking like the Mugabe meme when he fell down the stairs.
Yes. And you could make it, suddenly there were thousands of memes.
I type it in and there it is.
It's beautiful.
I can see all the memes. Beautiful. Which are great. I forgot about how funny these were. But anything
coffee machines. You know, coffee machines are everywhere now. People have them in their houses. They have these Nespressos. People can make really amazing coffee. Do you know what we had 20 years ago? Instant granules. They're in a tin.
Like I still think they've
got... like mud. It looked like mud when you made coffee. You were making a cup of mud.
Someone's still got to be responsible for the coffee.
Yeah, they're still around. I know people who like that.
It's like brown asbestos.
Some people...
Oh.
That is libelous, Ben.
Well...
And then it gets manky and rusty right at the bottom.
I'm bottom, yeah.
Stuck onto
and stuck.
It. Yeah. And you can shake all you like.
Think about
the end. It's not even brown anymore. It's like a burnt
orange.
You
know what my mother brought up the other day? She said to me, you remember when you and your brother were little, we had cloth nappies.
Oh.
We didn't have disposable nappies. And if you bought disposable nappies, they were so expensive in those days that... you'd need to mortgage the house to buy one pack of them. And then you'd sparingly use them. But they had cloth nappies that you'd repeatedly shit in.
People still use those.
I think about GPS.
Yes.
How often do we go somewhere and not even think about it? We just put the address in and we move. What did people do? Just to go out.
Map books. Yeah, they used to have map books and they used to ask strangers. But now the strangers kill you. And map books distract you from hijackers. So you gotta have someone telling you where to go.
Think about little things that we take for granted now that you've got, that you didn't have before, that make life so much easier.
Yeah.
Think about having a digital version of a license or a ID card. Or you know, you can use those in some places. Tickets, for example. If you had bought tickets for a sports event or something, you'd have to go and collect them somewhere before you went to the stadium or the grounds. And you'd have to stand in the line to collect the tickets, and then when you got to the stadium, you'd have to stand in the line again. Now at the airport, you just breeze through. You flash your ID. Sometimes you don't even have to do that. You just take out your phone, and there's a barcode on your phone, and they scan that.
Yeah, exactly. And like you mentioned this week as well, just the banking system.
Oh, it's so great.
The fact that...
So great.
Can you imagine, like, people used to get paid in envelopes Yeah. Or you would have a check. You have to go then go cash your check.
A check.
You have to go cash your check every month.
A check that you had to scratch out at the
every
top.
Every month.
Not transferable.
I think that is quite badass, though. My dad and grandfather always used to have these like
a long
leather-bound checkbooks.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, and you always thought, wow, that's what money looks
oh,
like.
Oh, yeah,
that's
that real is money. Wealth to me.
Because a couple of dirty rand notes is not money. Like a checkbook is money. Mm. And they'd write a check to Sia Sangweni. 450 rands and 25 cents.
You have to write out the word only.
Because if you didn't write only, someone could have added more in their own handwriting. And then the bag teller would go, whoa, yes as fuck. What do we do now?
My dad was quite old school. So even at school and we would go on excursions or something needed to be paid at school.
You'd send a check.
Everyone would bring their, you know, wads of cash. Nuh-uh. Would walk in there with a sleek check.
Yeah, you were the man.
I was such a loser. Explains why I didn't
know. No. Mr. Sangweni knew what he was doing. A check was saying something about your position in the world.
Anyway, as we talk about banking, though, you interviewed Michael yesterday.
Yes, Michael Jordan. Mm-hmm. I've been talking to Sia for years about trying to get Michael Jordan. He's the guy who revolutionized online banking in South Africa. He made FNB the innovative bank that for a long time they were. Way in the lead. I mean, all the other banks were just trying to keep up, let alone get ahead of FNB. And it was because Michael Jordan, and he's very complimentary about his team, obviously, that were there at the same time as him. But he was the guy who made it happen. You know, you need someone brave. You need someone who's able to get things moving. That's what he did. So he's an absolute whiz. Currently, he's involved in Rain, which is going to make data cheaper for people. It's a data-only option for people. He's involved in solar projects.
Mm-hmm.
He's involved in education. He's involved in Bank Zero, which he says will have close to R0 in fees. Can you imagine? This is a guy who he sees a vision of what the future could look like and how problems might be solved, like all these little things we've just been talking about that have made our lives better, and he makes it happen. It's people like that that change the world. So I'm thrilled that we'll be playing that out in a little while. I spoke to him for an hour and 17 minutes yesterday. Oh. What a guy. So Michael Jordan, our special guest this morning. You don't want to miss that. So Charlie says, my Cliff Central wireless earphones have revolutionized my hour. Well, that's nice.
Yay.
Yeah, I appreciate that. Okay, that's good. Think about air conditioning and heaters. Those were not available a couple of years ago.
No, you'd have the smell of fire all the time. The smell of fire is great if like from time to time, but all the time.
I actually never found it glamorous.
The smell of fire.
No. Wood fire burning.
See, like wood fire burning when you're somewhere nice up a chimney is very different to wood fire burning because you're cold. Like, there's levels. Mm. There's levels, but that fire smell, jeepers, it just makes you, like that's manual labor, through and through that smell.
I'm so glad we're past this.
See, now we press really a button and this little machine will do something.
Turns on the heater, turns on the cool. And of course, there's no way to cool anything down. You'd have to open windows. I remember I had my first car. I had a windy window, you know, with the handle that you would turn.
Yeah. No, that's not too old.
But most, even cheap cars these days have electric windows. Because it's actually cheaper to make electric windows than to put in that mechanism with the windy.
It used to be a thing. I remember like those ads, now with electric windows. And you'd be like, oh, look, it's just electric windows.
It's a luxury.
I'm marrying that guy.
Yeah. Electric windows came along, and I thought, wow, that is so futuristic.
He's on the up and up. He's got electric windows in his car.
Listen, my first car that I had the windy windows, and it was hot, and there was no air conditioner. There was a fan, which was the most pointless thing, because all it would do is take hot air from the engine.
Just push it
closer
to
and blow
it
into your face.
Yeah, here's some more hot air.
There was a handbrake and a gear lever and pedals of the clutch, the brake, and the accelerator, and the rest was just basically steel. It was basically steel with a bit of like cheap carpeting overlaid over it in a bad way. That was my first car. In fact, sometimes you could even feel the road underneath you.
Oh no.
Oh yes. Mm-hmm. That thing took me everywhere. And your windscreen wiper was this flimsy little thing that would bend in the slightest wind.
Who knew we'd get to a point where we could heat our seats in the car?
Jeez, I mean, what a thing,
like,
right?
I'm just...
Like, it's, we don't think about this, but it's all happening.
No. Yeah, even like motorbikes have like heated handles.
Yes. Before you just have to freeze. Yeah, you just freeze your hands off. People's hands are still stuck on motorbikes and from the 70s.
Still to this day, you say.
Right. Bloody amazing.
I have no ambition to time travel. No
guys,
thanks.
Here's this from Quentin. Guys, I have a query. Do you think you'd make more of your life, be more productive, or less if your life had a definite expiry date?
Good question, yeah.
Say if you know that you are going to die the day you turn 65, would you live better in the intervening years? That is a good question.
It's like a Black Mirror episode.
I don't want to think about it, but I suppose I would. You know, you meet people who have a terminal disease, or you know, they've got. We talked about Will Smith yesterday doing that bungee jump in the Grand Canyon, and I often think about that from the point of view of what would be on my bucket list, because that's what a bucket list is, right? It's before you kick the bucket.
Yep.
And there was that great movie with Jack Nicholson in it. Where they did
Morgan
the
Freeman.
Morgan Freeman. By the way, is Morgan Freeman still on charges of inappropriately fiddling with some women?
I haven't heard
what's happening
anything new around that.
But that was a good movie. And I remember thinking, what would my bucket list be? You ever drawn one up?
I think it's too soon for that for me.
But you see, a lot of the things that you would have put on a bucket list have also been solved by technology and by development and by human ingenuity.
In what way?
Well, you think about like traveling the world. If you wanted to go and see the city of Manhattan, for New York, right? The island of Manhattan, from the sky, you wanted to see what it looked like right up high above Manhattan. Impossible. You'd have to hire a helicopter and you'd have to fly to New York. And you'd have to get clearance, and you'd have to have a camera that was really super high res to take those pictures. Now, nowadays, you go on Google Earth, you can fly up as high as you want, you can go as close as you want, and you get an idea of what it looks like.
I guess,
your desk.
But it's not the same.
Ah, come on.
Like, this is why, apart from the obvious, I still am longing to go to New York City, because someone once described living in New York as them being an unofficial garbage connoisseur. They say there's so much trash,
there's a lot of trash
around the
yeah.
city. You end up walking around and you know, oh yeah, that's milk that's been out.
Bagels.
The
hey,
bag.
Sean.
Yes.
Sean, what's up? Lad. Yeah, man.
I was wanting to. I actually started phoning yesterday. You guys had the discussion with the one guy talking about teaching like coding of computers to these kids and stuff.
Yeah.
Well, I'm not going to say what school it is, but it's my daughter's school, and they basically, there's some of the exam marks that they can't get because one of the pupils hacked the school system and changed these marks on the school system. But he was here then.
One of the kids at the school hacked in and changed his own marks?
Yes.
That is awesome. I want to hire that kid.
Yeah, but now we got to wait, and they might have to rewrite some of the exams because what this Oak has done is he's also, unfortunately, deleted some of the files and some of the exams that they can't find now.
What a great kid. I mean, I know this is criminal and he's making it hard for all the other kids, but that's fantastic. You know how much hard work he must have put in to figure out how to hack into the system? That's amazing. Good
and
for him.
Did you guys hear about Cosby?
Yeah, we spoke about it at length yesterday. What were you doing? Where were you? Come on.
No, well, obviously I was working at that time.
All right.
I haven't listened to the podcast yet.
All right, guys.
No
worries, man. Thanks, Sean. Cool.
Cheers.
How's
Bye-bye.
That, huh? Kid at the school hacks into the system, changes his own marks.
That's
See,
fantastic.
Again, that wasn't possible before. Cheats in the old days used to write crib notes in their pencil case. This guy's like, fuck that, I'm going to hack into the school system and change my mark right now.
That kid is going far.
He's going to.
Far in success or far into prison. One of the two.
Hired. He's going to get hired by somebody, I'm telling you. You get a reputation for that at that age. So Lubabalo says, playing music or Cliff Central via Bluetooth without connecting a wire. I love that.
Oh.
You know, we used to have cables for everything. There were wires for everything. It is unbelievable to imagine that the internet can come through the air to your phone. Everything used to have a cable. Even those car phones. Do you remember those? Look up what a car phone looked like in the 1980s. It was horrible. It had a battery pack. This thing, you needed another car just to fit this car phone into because it was so big and heavy. Look up what old 80s car phones looked like. You will laugh your ass off.
They tried to make it look glamorous. It just never worked.
Motorola. No. Motorola made them, I think.
Oh, Motorola was this shit, though. Yeah.
Yeah. It was amazing. TVs used to be these big, cumbersome, ugly cathode ray tube things. Now it's this flat, super sexy screen. God knows what it'll look like one day. Probably your whole wall will be able to turn into a TV. You paint something over it, and then that becomes your screen.
Boy. You generally wouldn't actually just move house because it'd be like, ugh, I'm so tired of living here, but we can't move the TV.
Yeah, the TV's too big to get
out
of the door.
So, you know, growing up, you'd generally stay in the same house, like, forever because your TV. Like, you could be bullied at school. Your job could be shit. Oh, we can't move. It's going to happen with the TV.
Well, those TVs were huge and they were heavy.
And they made like this noise when you turned them on, like...
Well, it's probably radiation pouring through the whole room.
Exactly. And the house shuddered as the screen came to life.
But Ben, even things like golf, right? I'm not a golfer, but the software they've developed to show what the courses look like. I walked past the TV the other day and there was golf on. And they were showing you the course layout. And before, in the old days, they'd have to fly a helicopter up and take footage, actual footage. Now you can project this in 3D, render the course,
and you get the drones. You get the ball tracer as well, so you can see where the ball's going in the air. There's a blue, red lines.
Right.
But everything, I mean, technologies mean that average golfers can do pro things now because the clubs are so good too.
Well, listen to this. Here's a good one. Jennifer says, just having the music I want on my cell phone, regardless of collecting CDs and, you know, people used to have CDs and rooms and rooms. If you were a serious music collector in the old days, LPs. I was talking to somebody about this just yesterday.
That was the thing.
But it's so right, the whole curating what you like. You'd have to buy a CD and go, oh, I hate that. I mean, skip, skip, skip. I like that song. Or you try to buy CD singles. Then you got to pull the thing out and put it back in.
Look, I mean, a lot of people liked it because the artwork and it was something that you saw. I used to save up. Listen to this. I'd save up to buy a 120 Rand CD.
Now, the latest release.
Now you can buy Spotify and Apple Music, which is all the music in the world. All of it. If there's something bizarre that Apple only have or there's something bizarre that only Spotify have, you're covering them both for the same amount as one CD would have cost you. Isn't that incredible?
That's actually a massive leap.
Don't tell me that it isn't amazing being alive now.
Have you ever gone to a CD signing, an album signing? That was like the thing, especially in Durban where...
Who did you go? Come on. Who was it? PJ Powers. Come on, who? Tundaga.
Who was? You know, Coca-Cola Pop Stars was the thing.
Oh, Jamali.
We had Marishad here the other day.
Was it Jamali?
Went to, Jamali and Ghetto Lingo. They came to Durban and it was just chaos, the biggest thing ever.
Yeah.
Danny Kaye and Mandoza once did a little tour and we...
Well, listen, you talk about music and even, you know, music videos, because that was a cool thing once. And once music videos were everything. Now they're just something that an artist puts on YouTube to try and get hits. But you used to have to wait for the video to come on. And then you'd sit there and you'd try and record it on on VHS.
And get the tracking right.
Dude!
The tracking again.
And then if you loved a music video, like I loved Michael Jackson, right? So I would record Michael Jackson from the TV onto the VHS and then I'd watch it again. We don't have to do that anymore.
You spent so much time putting something to a position where you could watch something.
Yes.
Now it's just, I'm just going to press play.
Click play,
Go into YouTube in a second and you'll be fine.
And then obviously your brother would then tape over it.
Yeah, with crap. Sport.
Like some sort of soft porn you don't quite understand yet. There goes my YouTube music videos.
Yeah. Jennifer also says the remotes for TVs. Growing up, I used to be the remote, she says, for the TV. my parents would shout at me to change the channels, and I'd have to get up and move and press the button.
But often remote cords ruined families. The dog would trip over it. Mom would trip over while holding food.
Jennifer's probably the youngest at home, because I also had that.
Yeah, me too.
At a point, I was also the aerial holder as well.
Yep. The bunny ears on top of the TV, right?
Yeah, boy. Oh, guys, we've come so far. Anyway.
Carl says on email, do you guys remember how difficult it was to access porn?
So tough.
It was really tough.
And then on the internet, in the beginning, it would pixelate. So you'd wait for an image, and it would just load from top to bottom.
You'd eventually find some nude of your favorite female actress, and it would be really bad quality, tiny little JPEG, and it would pixelate very badly, and you'd be like, ooh, that's amazing. Now, porn is ubiquitous. There isn't any porn you can't find now. Mm. Carl, good point, well put. God, we're lucky to be alive now, aren't we? Haven't I made you grateful this morning?
Let's just take a moment.
Let me tell you something. I didn't prepare a list of stuff. This is all just stuff that's because I parked at a place yesterday, and the boom just opened and the boom just closed, and I didn't have to go and pay at the stupid ticket machine. And I thought, what a lucky son of a bitch I am. Mm. Look at how great life is. Huh? So we complain. Let me tell you, all of your ancestors, all the way back to the first ape that climbed down from the tree, back to that, back to that guy. Every single one of those generations would love to be you. They would give both balls and at least a foot to be you.
To just simply have 2-ply toilet paper.
Oh, man.
That's all they were asking for.
2-ply toilet paper. They used to use sandpaper. A leaf, probably some poisonous plant, and then their ass would burst into, like, blisters.
Okay, yes, thanks.
You'd be very careful. This was a part of life. You'd have to spend hours learning from your parents or your grandparents which leaves not to wipe your backside with.
Yeah.
Think of how far we've come.
Oh, that's when Poison Ivy started, because the bitch Aunt Ivy said, yeah, use that one. And that was the end of Timmy and his arsehole.
Is that how it happened?
That's how it happened, Gareth.
Really, huh?
It's the story of Poison Ivy.
Think about flushing toilets. I know this is very rudimentary for some people. Only around for 120, maybe 150 years, depending. A flushing toilet. You know what we had to do before then, right? I know you don't want to think about this. It's very unpleasant first thing in the morning. But what do you think your ancestors were doing if they woke up in the night with a dicky tummy? They'd lean with their ass out of the window and just spray onto the road below.
Yeah.
If that's the thought we needed this morning, that is it.
That's it. That's what used to happen.
Little things. Don't realize how lucky we are. Sneakers. You know what kind of shoes humans have been wearing for years?
Made out of wood.
Clogs?
You and horses had the same stride because you both had the same kind of footwear.
We used to have horseshoes that were fashioned to fit the human foot. No, listen, it's tough. It's tough when you think about how people have lived up to now.
Yeah.
You are the luckiest creature in your family tree. Take a moment to be grateful. You know, Oprah used to do these moments of gratefulness or whatever?
Gratitude.
Moments of gratitude. There we go. Hi, everybody. I'm Oprah Winfrey.
Please, let's not this month
old. Come on,
she's back on them. 2018 Most Powerful Women's List.
Is she? She's back in the list,
huh? Yes, she is.
Good for her.
Made more money.
Good for Oprah. Well, I'm Oprah Winfrey, and this morning's first, the whole of the last half hour has been dedicated to you being grateful. Toothbrushes. There's another one. Toothbrushes used to be a brush like your hairbrush. If you were lucky.
If you even had one.
People used to use their finger and a pile of ash. Brush their teeth with the ash.
That's exactly what it was.
And then their teeth would fall out and there was no way you could get a replacement tooth.
Well, British people used to brush their teeth with sugar. They've got better, but that's what they used to do as well.
Their teeth haven't improved at all. Think about it. This is serious stuff, man.
Can
we could go on like this all day. I think we should stop, otherwise it people are just going to get too nostalgic and their heads will explode.
Can we go slightly opposite direction?
Yeah, of course.
So
things that we aren't grateful for today.
No. Well, you know, we always talk about how things get remade because people run out of ideas, whatever. So the Magnum PI reboot happened this month.
So the Magnum, do you remember Magnum? Sia, you're probably too young for this. Magnum
the name.
Very popular TV show.
Definitely didn't. Oh, the dude with the mustache.
Best 80s show. Dude with mustache. He's a private dick in Hawaii. He also investigated some crimes.
Yeah, he was a very big deal, though. I mean, Magnum PI, he made mustaches famous.
He made short shorts accessible in public, sort of.
And he had a bus called Higgins.
Well, this is the thing about this new reboot, right? Firstly, Magnum isn't Magnum.
He's like a spaceman.
No, he's not a spaceman.
The trailer that I saw, he's an astronaut.
He's like an adventurer. He's like one of those new kind of test tube actors where he's like, does a bit of this, he does a bit of that.
So he's a millennial.
He's racially fluid or whatever.
So you're not sure whether he's white, black, Indian, he's Aztec? You have no idea.
He's like the most safe bet down the line. Okay. No moustache. Does he
bed women like the old Magnum used to?
Don't know, guys. I haven't watched the episode yet. And Higgins is a woman.
No.
Yeah, Higgins is a yoga instructor / I don't know.
Really?
Yeah.
Have they got the same music?
Sort of.
Well, hang on. You know that didn't happen.
What are you talking about?
Thomas, this book says you jump from space.
Space.
I halo jumped into North Korea.
Yeah, but there were no planets involved.
But they're sitting drinking beer. This isn't what Magnum would do. He would have been having sex already.
Yeah, but like space, that's already your first red flag, okay?
This is going to be shit.
We've got to have Magnum jumping in from space because they stole Red Bull's idea as well. Come on.
When I'm not inspiring novels by best-selling author Robin Masters, I'm his live-in security consultant in Hawaii and a private investigator with these knuckleheads, my best friends. That's Theodore Calvin, or TC.
This is like a bros movie. This is like The Hangover, but without The Hangover.
And he's inspiring the novels of Robin Masters? No.
Ex-SEAL, always the overachiever. Rick, he's connected. If you want something, Rick is the man to see. And lastly...
Magnum didn't have any friends.
He did.
Magnum...
Yeah, TC and Rick.
No, he had women. He didn't have friends. Higgins was his friend.
You know, his friends were the guys from NAMM. So they all went and they had like major flashbacks and huge depression issues.
These guys don't seem like that quality.
They were homeschooled, these guys.
Yeah.
Viet Higgins, property manager, former British intelligence, MI6, and kind of a pain in my...
Nice doggy!
At least they had the dogs.
Dogs are the same.
Those
but wait.
Two hounds of hell are a lawsuit waiting to happen.
They're secure.
Oh, no.
But it gets better. Guess who created this new Magnum?
Who's that female comedian?
No, the same people that created Fast and Furious.
Oh, okay.
So if you're bored, they're just going to have car montages, which is exactly what happens in the trailer. Like, this is running out of steam. Car
montage. Surely they could have just got Matthew McConaughey. I mean, that would have been better.
No, you can't. You can't have another white guy, Gareth.
I'm constantly asking myself that very question.
Oh, no.
Hey, Thomas, it's me. I need you to come up to my place. It's about a job.
So there's still a Ferrari.
Yes.
That's good.
308.
Okay, there's some actual gunfire. That's usually a good sign. I don't know. I'm very depressed about this, Ben. This is not good. And it's going to be a TV show? A series?
Yep. Well, it's already premiered. It's out.
I really hope. I don't know. I mean, just looking at this trailer, don't even bother everybody. I wouldn't waste time.
Close your eyes.
I'm sorry. I still got the same music.
Oh, rejig theme tune.
Okay, and it is the Fast and the Furious type special effects. It's crap. I think people who like the Fast and the Furious will like this.
I should try.
With one arm?
But the rest of us won't. Okay.
Oh, no. You know, some of these reboots are really working, but some things I think you should just leave as a classic and not touch.
Very disappointing. And even the music sounds like it's been infused with...
It has been.
Like whatever was left by Avicii when he killed himself.
Yeah.
but I just find this whole rebooting thing still quite strange in the millennium like kind of world, because if you buy a franchise, okay, so say for instance you want to open a burger joint, you can either call it Ben's Burgers, or you can go, well, I don't know, I'm going to pick up an existing chain because people know that.
Yeah.
Why would you pick up Magnum? Because people don't know that. People who are watching, they have no idea who Tom Selleck is. No. Like, Sia would no idea.
No.
So why are you then...
Sia would think Magnum P.I. was a paedophile if he saw him with that moustache.
Exactly. So why don't you rather just go and make your own show? No one's like, it's always going to plagiarize.
Let's call it Hawaii Detective or something.
Or something like that.
You know?
But the whole...
Steal something good and ruin it. You hear that? Listen to that guitar. That is... That is, you can hear there's penis and vagina with a lot of pubic hair in this song. Listen to that.
There's the 80s
synthesizer.
Right there.
Do you hear that? That's the 80s, my friend. Mr. Schmangel says Ben Magnum PI sounds cuck. New one.
Yeah.
Dips says, while we're at the messages, Telkom's shitty government-esque reception and customer service. I got a Rain SIM card yesterday. Because of that, I'm listening live for the first time since 2015 today. Whoa, well, nice. Welcome back.
Nice. Whoa.
Dips, that's nice to have you on board. I don't know that Telkom are to blame. I mean, I know lots of people who listen to us and all the different networks, but clearly for you it was a problem, but I'm delighted you're back. Michelle also says a couple of things that make her life better in 2018 that she sometimes takes for granted. Implants, boobs.
Oh,
huh? How's that?
In many, many facets, implants are really good.
Yeah.
It's not just about the...
Well, all the cosmetic procedures you can get in general.
Yeah. Sure. Lubabalo's back with podcasts, guys. Obviously, you can listen to whatever you want. Imagine listening to radio where someone decides what song you should hear. I heard the funniest thing the other day. Someone said to me their 10-year-old was in the car with them and they were listening to the radio.
Mm-hmm.
And the 10-year-old said, "Mom, I don't like this song. Let's change it." And she said, "No, you can't because it's on the radio." And she's like, "But skip to the next song." Like, didn't understand
so
the concept.
Obvious to them.
Doesn't get it at all. 10-year-olds would not understand what radio was. Isn't that interesting?
That's funny. Well, the Magnum PI... one of the reviews has simply been an action-packed reboot without much personality.
Of course not, because they're trying to go through these types, like the whole Magnum thing. What race is he? I don't know.
Well, also at the moment, everyone in Hollywood is so scared to have anybody who approaches someone who could be sexually, you know, impressive, because they might be mistaken for a, you know, alpha male who might be abusive or something, or toxic masculinity totem.
Come on, guys.
You know, God forgive us. This guy probably, this new Magnum, probably hasn't even unzipped his trousers once during the course of the 28 episodes of this series.
And let's just be
honest.
And
the women in this show are not going to be sexy, they're going to be smart.
Yeah. Because women aren't ordinarily smart, we have to try and make them look smart.
Yeah. We're going to have Amy Schumer next. Amy Schumer, PI.
I just think sometimes we overthink these things. At the end of the day, it's the entertainment industry. It's not life-saving surgery.
Yes.
I love watching things. I love getting sucked into a series, but it is not, you know, going to change our world and revolutionize something or the other. Let's not overthink this. You know, a few months ago, it was that whole debate over the next Bond. And will the next Bond be...
decided already the next Bond's going to be black?
I don't know if it's official.
No, it's not.
I just know they've now announced who the director of the next Bond will be.
I don't mind that at all.
For as long as the family who owns the Bond things is alive, there will not be a black Bond.
Oh, really? Are they racists?
Gareth, I didn't say they're racist, but what I will tell you is that people are pulling to pieces Adam Sandler's movies because they're too aggressive. Yeah.
Adam Sandler movie.
Yeah, yesterday we spoke about Outrage Obsession.
Yeah.
People are going on and going, "Oh, Adam Sandler, all his movies are the same. He's just that guy who's just overly aggressive and he gets the girl in the end." Yeah, that's called, that's his thing. That's his type.
That's Sandler movie. If you look up the dictionary definition of Adam Sandler movie, that's what you get.
That's like saying to Monet, "Oh, can't you just use some pencils?" Like, this is what this guy does.
I don't understand why there are people whose parents raised them so badly that they think everybody else should have to watch what they watch and what they like, and that nobody's allowed to do stuff they don't like. Who are these people, and who told them that they were in charge of Earth?
I'm confused.
Nolo, help me with this. Am I right? I mean, who are these people? Hang on, let me just switch on your microphone. It would help if I actually gave you a way to talk to me, huh? Yeah?
I mean, I don't know where this is coming from, really, because...
Imagine waking up in the morning and saying, you know what, Adam Sandler, I know you've had several successful movies that are of questionable quality, but I am going to... I'm going to make sure that no one else sees your movies because I have a problem with them.
Why don't you just boycott it and let other people watch it?
Just don't go.
Want to?
Just don't go. It's not even a boycott. Simple. Like, don't make a thing of it. Just don't go. You know?
But what's the definition of aggressive? How is Adam Sandler aggressive?
Well, he is. He's aggressive. But that is his comedy. When he started out as like a nobody, he would impersonate really awkward people who just didn't understand how to control their emotions. That went well. And he said, well, maybe I can make a movie thing out of this. So therefore, characters like Billy Madison, Happy Gilmore, they were all his characters based on his original comedy stuff.
And like hardcore slapstick stuff happens to them.
And they were a hit. So
they get punched in the balls. They get dropped from the top of buildings. Horrible things happen to them.
So he evolved that character to making movies, and then he made a lot of movies.
Well, I want you to listen to the interview, the discussion that I had with Michael Jordan, because he talks about what it is that makes a really successful entrepreneur. And it's one thing that goes completely counter to the way that most parents are raising their children today. You'll hear it in the interview. I'm not going to give it away too much. But we've got to get to that, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's time, because it's a whole hour and 17 minutes. So if you've got a long drive ahead of you today, or you've got some time in between meetings, or you've got a little gym session, and then this evening before you go to bed, you want to listen to something good, this is one that you don't want to miss. Michael Jordan is the guy who basically took FNB to the position of being the most innovative bank in South Africa, and probably even the world at the time. He got an award in DC for that. He has subsequently become a venture capitalist in various companies that are trying to solve human problems. And he spoke very frankly with me. It's the first time he and I had met. First time, and he was so friendly, just a very fun guy to talk to. Got a lot of interesting points of view about the world. Told us a bit about it, about his own family, about his own life, his own career. I think you'll enjoy it. You know, now that we're really honing in on the people who I think you want to hear from, when we do an interview, we can make it as long as we like, but it's going to be quality or else we're not going to do it. So Michael Jordan coming up next. It's time for us to wrap it up with the un-news.
Yeah, not today.
Oh.
Well, it's 7:45. I haven't finished writing it, so I mean, I'm not sure what you want from me.
Oh.
Yeah, so someone dropped the ball.
Okay, Magnum PI.
Yeah, while I was busy talking to Michael Jordan yesterday afternoon, Ben was busy watching golf.
No, I was carrying with my life.
Oh, yes.
How the show works, Gareth. 7:45, yeah, sure. What do you got?
Well, listen, you know what you got to look forward to a little later on is Alan Ford in the Unview. But before that, Michael Jordan, that's coming up next. CliffCentral.com. We will catch you tomorrow between 6 and 9. Do not miss this interview. With peace and love, peace and love.
This is CliffCentral.com.